Yeah. I jokingly said here, at the end of the game, if you're kind of like a cat and you had 9 lives, you used 2 of them in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's for sure. We showed quite a bit of resiliency, not a lot of poise.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's been a long week. Every game we had, you know, it came down to it. You know, we were able to put that run together against Lions in the fourth. I think we outscored them 18-2 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But aside from that, you know, every game was a grind. We showed moments where we really played well. And then again, you know, the turnovers kind of crept back up on us and, you know, almost cost us the game. But, you know, we were able to put 2 quarters together at least tonight. You know, the second and the third quarters were pretty good for us. We were able to extend the lead. And then, you know, we just got to do a better job of holding on to it. And I think what you see is when we get stagnant and we kind of get, you know, we kind of stand still, we start to turn the ball over. So we've got to create more movement in the half court. And we've got to have more guys cutting and coming to the ball and being able to read situations. You know, we made a back cut over here that Jackson was going to throw to Jace, and Jace back cut. So, I mean, just getting people on the same page, you know, is big. But, you know, some guys really stepped up. Efren really stepped up for us tonight. And, you know, you can't say enough about a kid like Lawson who, I don't even know if he'll be able to play next week. His leg is pretty bad right now. But he was able to tough it out. You know, and as a teammate, man, you can't say enough about him. You can't appreciate an effort like that enough. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely here. And, you know, it was a shortened bench for all week for you guys. And I felt like you had some players really across the board that made outstanding strides this week.
Yeah. You know, Avery got some more time in there, you know, and he made the most of his opportunities when he was in there. You know, Jace is getting back to a place where he can play. But you know, Jackson is again, we've said it, I think, every time we talk about him. He's very skilled. He understands the game. You know, he gets a big rebound and a putback down on the offensive side in that second quarter. And he can do some pretty good things for us. He's a smart player, and he understands the game. But, you know, I thought defensively, you know, we got what we wanted out of it for the most part of the game. You know, that we kind of limited, you know, their shooting until – you know, number 4, number 10 got cooking there in the second half or in the fourth quarter especially. But we just kept giving up baseline too much. Our post guys have long closeouts, and we've got to get them better at closing out and not getting beat baseline. Because in that first quarter, you know, 25 was just having his way with us. He'd penetrate baseline and dump it down or finish it himself. And, you know, he's really athletic, and it's tough to stay in front of him. But, you got to do your job. And I think we let some guys off the hook too easily tonight getting in front of us and getting past us. But, you know, overall, it's good to come out of a tournament with 2 wins, and especially when you have to grind them out. You know, the more we're in those games, the more comfortable we'll get with them. But we got to, you know, definitely some you know, learning moments out there tonight.
Gus Hawkins had 19 points in the second half. It looked like your guys' mission was to feed the post, and he was double teamed at times. But his soft shot was just so good, and he was really unstoppable, even with a tight double team or maybe even triple team at times.
Yeah, it's pretty much always our goal to throw it to him and throw it to Carter. And you know, the first quarter, Carter threw up one, and I think he was worried about getting a shot blocked, and I kind of forced him to release the ball a little bit sooner than what he needed to. But, you know, Carter had some nice finishes down there, and you know, Gus did as well. When Gus gets you know, his stance, his center of gravity down, he's a really strong kid, and he's got a wide base. So now, you know, you create a little spacing for that lob over the top, and he did a great job of going up and catching it and being strong. You know, I think early in the season we probably saw him catch a couple of those and bring them down, and they get deflected and tipped out of his hands. But, yeah, he had a monster night for us, especially in that third quarter, you know, really helping us extend that lead, which we needed every single bit of it.
Really all night, Smoky Valley was shooting the ball awful well. And it was the backdoor cuts or whatnot, but how are you guys kind of able to withstand their runs?
Well, when we went on our own run, that was pretty much what helped us sustain everything, because we got up, 13? And then from there it was them slowly cutting back into it, you know. I think there was one little run right there where we had 2 turnovers, they had 2 threes. Mm-hmm. And so you've got to limit those. And again, it came down because we were just stagnant on offense, kind of standing around, unsure of what to do. And so, you know, you got to be a playmaker. And we weren't getting out to those corner shots. They got a few offensive rebounds, a few too many offensive rebounds in that second half, especially the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And that comes, you know, long shots oftentimes lead to long rebounds. And you got to do a better job of going out and getting a guy and not just turning your back and hoping it comes to you. You know, you got to go create your own opportunities right there by boxing out and getting that rebound. So I'm not so sure that, the first three quarters we did, I can live with the defensive part on the first three quarters. The fourth quarter is what's frustrating, you know, mm-hmm. when you do get that lead and then you see guys second guess a closeout or they're not moving when the ball's in the air. Those are the things that you can't accept. And you've got to, you know, acknowledge those right away and make sure that we're fixing it. But from our vantage point, mm-hmm. you know, that last shot looked so good to me.
It did.
And, luckily it didn't go in because that would have been a crusher right there.
Well, congratulations. Get to 6-6 in a big game next week, starting off with some league play at Hugoton. Thanks again, Coach. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Adam. Drive safe.